At that time, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon, and behold, a Canaanite woman of that district came and called out, "Have pity on me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But Jesus did not say a word in answer to her. Jesus' disciples came and asked him, "Send her away, for she keeps calling out after us." He said in reply, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But the woman came and did Jesus homage, saying, "Lord, help me." He said in reply, "It is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Please, Lord, for even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the table of their masters." Then Jesus said to her in reply, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And the woman's daughter was healed from that hour. The Gospel of the Lord. Thus says the Lord, "Observe what is right, do what is just." We heard these instructions in our first reading from Isaiah. These are good words to live by, but they can sometimes be difficult to follow. In today's gospel from Matthew, even Jesus seems to be struggling a bit with this. When the Canaanite woman calls out for Jesus to heal her daughter, who is tormented by a demon, Jesus at first seems to ignore and then rebuff her. But why did he do this and not cast out the demon and heal her daughter right away? To answer this question, we must remember why Jesus was there. What was he doing traveling out of Israel to the regions of Tyre and Sidon? He was teaching his disciples what they would need to know when he was no longer among them. I believe Jesus was teaching his disciples about prejudice and faith, and how faith in him overcomes a person's background or social class. Jesus and the disciples were Jews, God's chosen people. This woman was a Canaanite, a people who were enemies of the Israelites. Why would Jesus help her? At first, this is how it seems to be playing out. Jesus ignores her pleas and even insults her, implying that healing a daughter of a Canaanite would be equivalent to taking the children's food, his healing of the Israelites and throwing it to the dogs, the Canaanites. At that time, dogs were considered as unclean animals, and insinuating someone was a dog was a huge insult. But the Canaanite woman did not take offense, and in fact, cleverly turned that into a reason for Jesus, her master, to help her daughter. I think Jesus knew of the strength of her faith all along, but wanted to use this as an opportunity to demonstrate the strength of her faith to the disciples, showing them that not just Jews, but Gentiles as well were worthy of his help and theirs. The woman was a Canaanite, but possessed the dignity of a human person, as do all of us made in the image and likeness of God. So how do we react when we find ourselves confronted by those in need, especially those who are not like us, who we may even perceive as our enemies? All of us have prejudices, people who for one reason or another we instinctively do not like when we first encounter them. It might be because of race or ethnicity, and it might not always just be a black versus white thing. It might be a black versus oriental thing, or an Arabian Hispanic thing, or maybe it's cultural. We don't like women who wear headscarves, or men who wear kilts, or men with long hair, or women with short hair. It can be anything at all that triggers negative emotions and reactions from us. We all have these triggers. The trick is to know what they are, recognize them in ourselves, and then have the courage and strength not to let them control our actions. Sometimes we just need to take the time to get to know some of these people so that we can find out that in many ways, despite our differences, they are just like us. It can be done. I will give an example from my own family. My father, for as long as I had known him, did not like Germans, especially anyone with a German accent. I think it came from his having been in World War II, where as a paratrooper, he fought Germans and saw many of his friends die horrible deaths in combat. My brother, the violinist, had a music teacher who was German and who had the accent, and I could just see my father tense up and bristle whenever the man spoke. Then, in 1994, we made a family trip to Germany to attend my brother's wedding. My brother lived at the time in a small town on the Swiss-German-Austrian border named Allensbach. And one afternoon, my father and I took a walk around town, just the two of us, and we came to a small chapel. And outside the chapel was an obelisk listing the names of those from Allensbach who had given their lives in the First World War. Then extending out from the obelisk were two winged walls with the name of the town's dead from World War II. Now, Allensbach has a population of just over 7,000, and there were nearly 500 names on those two monuments. 7% of the town's population, nearly all of the young men, had died in those two wars. That would be the equivalent of Phoenix losing over 160 of its youth, and Fulton losing over 800. My father sat on a bench in front of those monuments and just stared at them for over an hour. And after that, he never had a bad thing to say about Germans again, because he had come to realize they were just people like him, young men who went to war and who collectively had suffered much greater pain and loss than he had. That is what Jesus was teaching his disciples, to empathize with those different than themselves. By showing them that this Canaanite woman had just as much faith, if not more faith, than they did. The Catechism of the Catholic Church tells us, respect for the God-given dignity of the person must underlie any sense of justice. God made all of us in his image. We all possess the power to choose. When we choose to serve others, especially those different from ourselves, we choose to be formed in God's likeness. Because we serve God's creatures in the same way God serves them, we take steps closer to his likeness. So when we encounter someone we do not know and have that negative emotional reaction, whatever its source, we should take a deep breath and smile and remember that they too are children of God. And if someone reacts to us in that way, we should try to be like the Canaanite woman, to remember our own dignity as a person and as a child of God, and choose not to get angry, but pray to the Lord and demonstrate our faith in him.